You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State, bam, it's been a minute. Eddie Greer back once again for the Purple Project Podcast daily. In the course here this week, we will be recording a new episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Man, it's been forever since we've done one of those. So, if during this mini hiatus, you've been missing out on any, have you not have the opportunity to catch up on the latest episodes of the Purple Project Podcast, I would do so on your latest apps, wherever you listen to your podcast, whether it's Audio Boom, iHeartRadio, Radio.com, Amazon Music, the Purple Project Podcast, get it, wherever you listen to your podcast. Of course, this edition here, real quick, touch on actually baseball, as you know me. Baseball, back in the building here in Manhattan, Kansas. It is springtime, finally getting out of that hellish cold that we experienced over the last couple weeks, really. And man, it feels good. Spring ball's in the air, and baseball's back, and K-State baseball back on the field, and introduce a sweep for the Cats over the weekend, over Western Michigan, who is actually a pretty good team. You're not mistaken, but K-State, you know, last year, you know, before all this COVID went down, they were rolling pitching-wise and everything else, relying on pitching and defense. This Pete Hughes squad is really starting to transform here and off to a good start here in 2021 as they completed a three-game sweep of the Broncos over the weekend. Of course, their last game was on Sunday, doing it 2-1. One of the games they came back, rallied from a big hole. Very impressive. You know, college baseball now, momentum. It's all about the college game. It's all about momentum. And we've seen it definitely in the college game. And when it comes to baseball, for sure, football, you see it. Basketball, you see it. And definitely in baseball, you see the momentum swings. And definitely high-powered offenses here. Of course, K-State coming out, sweeping the Broncos 2-1 in Sunday's game here, as Connor McCullough got the win 1-0 this year. And of course here, Caleb Littlejim. This is a name that we should be familiar with, Nate, here in Wildcat Nate, Purple Nation, getting the save there 2-1. And Connor McCullough allowed only one run over just over 5 1/3 innings pitched there. And of course, Caleb Littlejim comes in, closes things down as well. And then, of course, a big inning for the Cats came in the fourth inning. And this one, and of course, Terrence Sperlin's huge RBI single, putting the Cats over top and sweeping Western Michigan over the weekend. And now their next series coming up, this is out-of-conference play, Eastern Illinois coming into Manhattan as well this weekend, beginning on Friday, if I'm not mistaken. If I last checked it here, of course, the loser of that here, real quickly, for the Western Michigan squad, Jack Huseman, if I'm saying that correctly there, as well as I'm double-checking here that the schedule here, yes, it is. So, of course, the Eastern Illinois series for the Cats begins this weekend, the first weekend of March. How do I say that? That's what it's been a minute, folks, because it seems like we took a year break, and we're already in March here in 2021. Of course, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Eastern Illinois, first game of the first three-game series will be Friday afternoon at 3, then Saturday at 1, and then the closeout game of the series, Sunday, same time at 1. Over there at the new looking ballpark over there, just away from the football field. They're here right here in Manhattan, Kansas. So we want to get you caught. You'll be hearing a lot more of that here as we get rolling here on baseball season. K-State starting off right 3-0. Eddie Greer III. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.
To the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.